women's here in Chavis Halbavishar. We're talking Wednesday afternoon. Yud Gimel Sivan. Tov Shinayan Dalet. Okay, well, we're starting 2 minutes early, but we're not going to go further. What are we learning here? We're learning the reasons why the Torah doesn't talk about Olam Haba. We have to rely on Hashem that Yesh Sachar Lefula Seich. It's also an area of Bitachon. There'll be a reckoning at the end of it all. Hashem has an excellent accountant from all we hear about it. And there'll be a reckoning at the end. No good deed will be unpunished, as the saying goes. But it's Bitachon. We're relying on Hashem that Kel Emuna Ve'en Ovel, that nothing's forgotten. He knows how to reward, how to punish, everything in the right measure. If there are mitigating circumstances to take into account, Hashem will take the mitigating circumstances into account. It's not mitigating our circumstances to just say Hashem will understand. Although sometimes it is true. So we rely on Hashem. And the right schar is given what belongs in Olam Hazeh, and the right schar is given for Olam Haba. And there's all sorts of cheshbonos, as we saw when he went off onto the topic of Tzadik V'Ra'lo and Rosh HaVetovo. So he says, well, why doesn't the Torah, such a main thing, why doesn't the Torah talk about Olam Haba? A hint here, a hint there. So he starts giving reasons why not. So we're learning those reasons. And, what? He gave reasons. We learned many of the reasons in previous weeks, and now we're going to continue and learn more reasons. Umehem. Oh, and the reason we're in the middle of really is that, and this is like a major, this is a repetition, but it's a major theme in the Chovos Halavos, that, and it's because of his perspective that doing mitzvahs is thank you to Hashem, so we could never really be zoche to Olam Haba. We can never say thank you enough. We can never repay the debt of gratitude. I actually had a story, which I won't say the people involved, but if we really do Chovos Halavos thing, if you really do it, it becomes, it's a whole different world. And when we read about it, say, okay, you know, I could say this piece of Torah, that piece of Torah. Someone felt, it was like perfect. Someone felt really, that they are the recipient of a tremendous Torah from Hashem. A bunch of things happened, and they just felt, they felt, and this is not a feeling because they it was real. So just showered with chesed. If they're somewhat being out of the loop for a couple of years, they felt a bunch of things happened. So they felt, this is why I know it was real, because according to the Chovos Halavos, so you see, when you, I'm about to say the magic word, you see, when you learn about it, it's like, okay, you know, you're going to ask this on the test. You have to remember it. If you experience it, that's what, you see how real it is. The person felt like such a recipient of chesed that the person said to me, it's embarrassing. Which is exactly Shar HaKniya. I mean, exactly. It's I'm embarrassed. And so when you learn it, you say, like, that's weird, that's funny, that's strange, that's not normal. but it was very, very natural and it was very real. And that's what the Chavis HaLovus describes, really. So Chavis HaLovus wants us to do it when we say, Mordani Lefanecha Malachai V'Kayom Shechazar to be Nishmosi V'Chem Lo Rabo Eman Asachol. Right? He wants us to dance in the street that we exist, that we're alive, etc., etc. Anyway, but it was real. And really, you feel embarrassed. That's beautiful. And that's what the Chavis HaLovus describes, really. Because then you fall into Shar HaKniya. That's where Shar HaKniya is written, because you feel humble, because you feel unworthy, and you feel embarrassed. So, okay. Anyway, so he says you can never, and we explain, because you're always playing catch up, because you're always so many years behind before you start. And if you, okay. He says that's why. And then he says the famous Chavis HaLovus. There's only two ways. One is, there's only two ways to deserve it. One is that we're the recipient of Hashem's chesed, rachamim, really, not undeserved chesed, but rachamim. He gives us. We try. It comes from trying. On a theological, philosophical basis, it makes a lot of sense. Because according to the Chavis HaLovus, it's only the bechira is in the mind. You know, I asked the doctor today, I was by a doctor today, I asked him why the pain increases at night. So he says it's universal. It's universal. By all makos, the pain increases at night. I said, I asked so many doctors, why? Midas Hadin maybe, and I... Anyway, he said something so simple and so beautiful, I'll share with you. He says, pain is not in the matra, pain is in the mind. That's where you feel pain. And at night you have less distractions, and there's less going on, and you're not so busy. So, he said, that's why. Pain increases at night because pain takes place in the mind, not on the body. And your mind is less distracted at night. And really, the Chavis HaLovus, and the doctor said that even though we have halogen lights and computers and Blackberries, and Chavis HaLovus, when he describes night and how beautiful a time night is because there's no distractions, as long as Chavis HaLovus says, that's why the night is so much more valuable, and you know, patients should take advantage of the night. Even now, I say, you know, the phone doesn't ring as much at night as the... As the night wears on, it just rings less and less. It's the 9 o'clock, the 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock. Then they start calling from America. she says, you can't catch up. Oh, so I was saying, so you do your best. And according to Chavis HaLovus, that's not bad. It's not a b'di'evet. Because b'chira only takes place in the mind. If you're actually able to carry out your intentions, that's already bitachon, and that's up to Hashem. And you may not, but bechira, which shuts Hashem out of the picture, kibayochol, but that's really what it does, is all in the mind and in the decision-making process. It's not in the carrying out of the plan. You need a special source to do that. Having said that, so according to the Chavis HaLovus, it's not so rachok to say that Hashem has rachmonos on us if we do our best. Because again, we're not talking about, okay, do your best, like an inspirational 4-minute video by Aish.com. We're talking about really, and not there's anything wrong with that. I get inspired by those videos. But, like really, you know, the privacy of your home and no one's looking, you really are doing your best. You really, really are trying hard. So, it's not rachok to say that therefore carries a reward. And therefore you could make it, because that's Rachmanus of Hashem, because you didn't actually do anything. It didn't happen. But you want to. And according to the Chavis HaLovus, he describes it more in Shar Avas Hashem. Like if I want to give tzedakah, it's hard. You know, if I don't have $1 million, it's easy to pay lip service to the idea of giving a lot of tzedakah. But if you mean it, then you get tzchar. You want to give a lot of stuff to you. I want to build a Beis HaMikdash. I want to bring karbonos. You know, if that's a real feeling, you're doing bechira. You don't have to carry it. It's not my fault. I can't carry it out. It's Hashem. No Beis HaMikdash. It's not my fault. So it's not so rachok. It's not the chesed is not a matnas chinam. That's the point of everything I'm trying to say, that when he says we get olam haba because of rachamim, it's midas harachamim is not chesed. It's not chinam. It's a different midah. It's rachamim, you know. So if we mean well and we do our best, so that's one way. And then the second way, the Chazal says, on a practical level, if you're mi mastikei harabim, very, very interesting chiddush. This person being an accountant, he's not just giving an inspirational talk. He's being an accountant. He says, and if you're mastikei harabim, then your schusim will increase exponentially, and then you might catch up. You might catch up if you make a family from. Or a person, you know, that's already heroics. I made someone from. Even without heroics, you know, you just move at sneers, they're serious about life, more watchful about where they send their kids, etc., etc. So that's doivus, doivus, doivus. So then you get up there and it's on the scale. So the Chavis Halvavo says the reason the Torah doesn't mention Olam Haba, getting back to why he brought this topic up, is because it's not simple. You're not just, if you do all the mitzvahs, you're going to get all of my book. You know, you probably won't. If that's all it's up to, virtually impossible to do enough mitzvahs to be going to all of my book. Because mitzvah says thank you, the whole thing. And you're starting off a good couple of years with accumulated red ink in the debt column, right? So how can you ever fill it up? Because then you always have to thank Hashem for giving us the ability to thank Him. And for having the moxie to come to Rabbi Melinus's class so that you know all these things. So, I wish you would buy Hashem something. Say thank you to Him. So that's what he said. That's the reason. That's another reason why the Torah doesn't mention it, because it's weird. We don't really deserve it. You have to dray like this to get it. So what, the Torah's not going to write it. It's not. It's going to have to be off the books. That's what he writes. And Rabbi Lava said that I was supposed to get all of my boys has to be off the books. On the books, we wouldn't be able to pass inspection. So it has to be. That's not a psak halacha. I'm just letting you know that the problem exists by Hashem as well. You got to be off the books or you just can't make it, which is what people say all the time. And that's why it says in the pasuk, a very famous pasuk, L'Hashem Chosed K'tot Shalem K'ish K'ma'asehu. How does the first half of the pasuk fit in with the second? But according to Chavis HaLovis, it's beautiful. Because usually you would ask, K'tot Shalem K'ish K'ma'asehu, so why is that Chesed? You get, and I explained already why it's not matnas chinam, but it's rachmanus really more than chesed, to be very technical. Okay, we're going to move on now, and the beginning of the paragraph is umehem, which doesn't do you any good, because every paragraph now starts with umehem. He just quoted the pasuk of L'cha Hashem chesed, v'hu'arachu mi'chaper avam v'lo yashkes. Now, he says a tremendous chiddush in his next reason. He says a tremendous, tremendous chiddush. I don't know if anybody else says it. I don't know if they're masking to him. In the beginning of the Sefer, I mean, the raison d'etre of the Sefer is the chiluk between Cholvus HaEvarim and Cholvus HaLevavos. And Cholvus HaEvarim are mitzvahs we do with our bodies, and that's nikur, can be seen. And Cholvus HaLevavos is Cholvus HaLevavos. That's what we're learning about in the morning. We started the whole Sefer again. Baruch Hashem, and that's where we're up in the Hagdama, explaining this chiluk and Hagdama to the Sefer. So, this is a tremendous chiddush. He says, tremendous. And remember, the Chavis HaLovis in the Chavis HaLovis's world is not just Avos Hashem and Yiras Hashem. It's thinking about Shabbos, not just doing it, not just eating the chum and not doing borer, but thinking about what that means. Why does it make me a better Jew not to eat basal b'cholov? Why is Sneiah so important? Why does it make me a better Jew? Why does it bring me closer to Hashem, which is the goal? I spoke about it on Shabbos. The goal is to be close to Hashem. If I don't wear shatnez, it's like... So, it's also an important component of it, of all the Cholvos HaYevarim, or Cholvos HaLevavos, of the Cholvos HaYevarim. So he says, Hashem is... You get Schar and Olam Hazeh, which is Nikar, for doing Cholvos HaYevarim, which is Nikar, and can be seen. And the Schar and Olam Haba is for what's Eino Nikar, for your Cholvos HaLevavos. And since nobody will ever know if you're doing Cholvos HaLevavos or not, and you have to be tremendously introspective to be able to tell yourself if you're doing it or not, because it's Cholvos HaLevavos. And you don't want to pay lip service, so you want to think about things. It means every time you bench, you're not just going to say every word carefully and pronounce it correctly and know what it means. You're going to... I mean, how can you get through benching in less than an hour if we take it seriously? Then you start thinking how it was like to move and how he gave it to the Yidden. And then, which we spent 4 or 5 hours on every Pesach night. And you never thought about, maybe you remember one of the speech, about the difference between Hosei Sonu Me'eretz Mitzrayim and what's Pidyon and what's Be'ula, and thank you Hashem, and you're thanking Hashem to Eretz Yisrael, even if you're not living in Eretz Yisrael, right? You say Val Brischa Shechasamte B'Tzoreinu Bris Mila Val Peroscha Shalima Dutonu. I mean, you can take forever to mention. So that's what you get schar in Olam Haba. For Cholvos HaLevavos, and therefore the Torah didn't talk about it, because you can't know if you're doing it or not. It's like it's under the radar. The radar is what we can sense with our senses. Cholvos HaLevavos, we don't know. So what the Torah is going to write, it's too nebulous. It's unknown. It's a gray area. Umehem ki amaisa tov mischalak l'shnei chalok. I mean, menu nistor. Can't be seen. In Mashke Volav Zulas Habore, the Cholvos HaLevavos, the Hadom Elohim, who mimenu nira ala Ivorim, and who nistam and abruim, behin amitzus haniris ala Ivorim. Habore is borach gomel al hamaisa hanira ala Ivorim, begemul hanira ba'olam hazeh. It's a tremendous yisrael. I don't know anybody that says it. It's finished. He says it's mida connected mida. Everything is matim. Everything stems. Everything works. You get your schar and olam hazeh. And it's so beautiful according to Cholvos HaLevavos, because Olam Hazeh is like just a dogma for Olam Haba, right? And really, if we had a choice, we would trade what it says in Pirkei Avos, Yofesh or Achas, right? Mikol Chaya, right? It's better. You can't match up. That part's also beautiful, because in Cholvos HaLevavos, the mitzvahs we do, and this sounds strange, and if you're not used to Cholvos HaLevavos, it sounds a little, almost heretical. But that's the whole point of his Sefer, and that's why he wrote his Sefer. All these things we do, you're not going to say it's not a, you got to do them, you know, but that's not what it's all about. That's not what Yiddishkeit is all about. That's not what life is all about. You have to do it, and he explains in Shara Avodas Elokim. He explains very clearly why you have to do it, why the Torah gave Cholvos HaYevarim, but it's not the name of the game. That's not what it's all about. So, it makes so much sense that he would hold that the Olam Haba, which is the real schar, is for doing Cholvos HaLevavos, which is the real Cholva. And Olam Hazeh, okay. Also, for doing things for Kuli Shabbos, I mean, he's kosher, and all the mitzvahs we do, so you'll hopefully have a good Olam Hazeh. If you don't, we get into the question of Tzadik Ralo. But his yesod is that's why the Torah doesn't talk about Olam Haba, because I can't tell you if, I could tell you if you keep the mitzvahs, you'll get rain. I can't tell you if you love Hashem, then you'll It's not, because I don't know. You can't tell a person, can't check themselves, they can't check someone else. So, Bein HaMitzvah said, Baboy is Baruch Gobal HaLamaisa HaNira Aloi Baruch B'gmul Nira B'olam HaZeh. It's not just a cute crossword puzzle. You know? It makes sense. This is the, like, Chitzoni. It's the Chitzoni of the Pnimi. So, in the Schar also, it's the Chitzoni of the Pnimi. B'gomol HaLamaisa HaTzopun B'Nistor B'gmul HaNistor B'gmul HaLam HaBa. Valkane Zichro Dokhr Dovr Allah Vashalom Bemila Shemor Allah Inyan Kamosha Omar Mora Tupcho Hashem Safanto Livayecho. Because Yireyecho, which is, you know, an ultimate Chavis Halavavos, that's put away. Mora Tupcho Hashem Safanto Livayecho Tzofon Afikoman. He hid it away. Bechain Derech Ha'onish Hanira Vanistar Kederech Hagmo. For Harayo Alzeh, I'll prove it to you logically. Ki akel yisale orav la'amol ha'avoda haniris al ha'ivorim gmul hanire maher b'olam hazeh. Because if you look in the Chumash and you look at Parshas B'chukosai and you look at Parshas Kisavo, so it talks about chalvos ha'ivorim. B'hu ha'mafuri for Parshas B'chukosai v'chein orav lohem al ha'ivorim haniris ha'gluyos onesh nire maher b'olam hazeh. Because part of the parsha is talking about taking responsibility for your fellow Jew. That's only going to be in Chovas Haivorim. I don't know what the fellow's thinking. I don't know what his attitude really is. You can't place on me the arvus that he should think correctly, the thought police. You can't. So in the context of the Torah being so Bechukosai and Kisavo, right? With the harshness, so it's the context is, if you're not, we're going to psuk, and the context is usually if you're not doing what you're supposed to do. But that we can only see. And when it talks about arvus, that has to be you tied yourself on to, right? You took arvus. That's only chovas ha'ivorim. L'pishayim lahomon ha'omel la'mashenira me'amasim la'mashenistar. You can't talk to anybody about. Also, he says, it's muscle away. This whole thing is like a subterranean culture. I remember as a kid, we used to go to which museum was it called? Natural History. So they showed you like the first few layers of the ground. Like it's the whole world, that whole civilization there, and this kind of worm and that kind of worm, and they're building stuff and the roots of the trees. Like they showed you, that's the first, probably first inch or two. Like there's so much going on. So here also there's a lot going on. So okay, so that's a beautiful reason, and it's very important, and the Chavis HaLavavos makes a lot of sense. It matches up, and it makes sense that it should be that way. Umehem, going on to another reason, Yagmul Ba'onish HaNeskorim B'Sefer. He sort of said this before. He says he's talking to people in Olam Hazeh, so he told them what's going to be in Olam Hazeh. And when he talked to people or about people who are Olam Haba people, like Yeshua Kohen HaGadol, may show you Yeshua ben Yotzadok already for Olam HaMalachim. Amalo, so he talked about the Schar Olam Haba and Asati L'chom Malchim. Right, because he was an Olam Haba. He said, "Derech Hayichu v'Hapchada." That's how you promise things to people. That's how you scare people. That's how you discuss things with people. You talk about, you know, where they are, and you talk about things getting, you know, what could happen. Bein legmul, bein lera, bein letov, bein leschar, bein leonish. you talk to them in their language, where they're holding. To Yeshua Kohen HaGadol, you could say, V'nasati l'chol mahalchim min omdim olayla. So that's another reason. Mayhem, the reason it doesn't say it is because he's talking to people who were living in Olam, who were living in Olam HaZeh. So if you're living in Olam HaZeh, you talk Olam HaZeh. Umehem, this is now a very deep reason. This is a very deep reason. Chegemul Olam Abba, I actually talked about this in Shul 2 or 3 weeks ago. Ain't Tachliso El Lidovek Belokim. You want to achieve something called Dveikus. Dveikus Bashem, that's your goal, right? That's why I said from the Chavis Halavas. I'm sorry for the Mesilas Yesharim. That is the goal. We want to be Dovek Bashem. And I explain in Perigates, Mesilas Yesharim gives us a working definition of being Dovek Bashem. Always thinking about Hashem, being concerned if something meets his approval, if something's his will, if I'm carrying out his will, if I know his will. But that's, and then you're Dovek Bashem. You bond. The Rambam describes in Hilchos Teshuva the way lovers bond. Describes it in very such terms. Ain tachlisu ala lidavik belo kimul hiskori belo oroho elyon k'masha kosov olach lefonecho tzidkecha kibod Hashem yastecha v'omar v'amaskilim yazhiru kuzoro harakia, that's from Daniel, v'omar leo b'orachayim. And that's like really it's not easy to achieve that. You need a lot of siyata dishmaya. And you can do it, but to actually, for it to happen, as we said always, you know, it has to happen that you'll make it on time. But here, for it to happen that you'll be dovek Bashem, it's not, so you have to, Hashem has to be pleased with you. Just to give one example of what he's talking about, one of many examples, the Gemara says Hashem is repelled by Balei Gaiva. Not necessarily an Aveira, and that's the Onesh. No, he's repelled. And then evil, I can't be in the same room. We can explain why, but that's the point. You know, it's just even if it's on the Aveira. But Misharotza Barbari is far, and there's people that ain't a Rotza Barbari. Ritzon Habori Shoresh Hagmul. So the depth of the Gemul is that Hashem is pleased, and Hashem will allow you to bond with him. And that really, that's like, that morphs into the Gemul. That is the Gemul. Uritzon habore shorish hagemul, k'mo shekosov kirega biyapol chayim biritzono, which is chaye olam. V'omah b'parshasim b'chukosai remozim shemorim ala rotzon me'elokim. The pasuk does allude to Hashem being pleased with us. V'hu mashomar v'lotikol nafshi eschem v'omar panisi aleichem v'yisi lachem le'elokim v'atem tiyu lo li'li'am. What is his answer here? His last answer is, your whole premise is incorrect. It says in the Torah, Olam Haba. What? What? I didn't see one word, Olam Haba. He says, when it talks about the Hashem will be pleased with you, and Hashem will, you will find favor in Hashem's eyes. Anytime if it says, Mesachem, the Seichel Tov, Ben Elokim, boom, that's Olam Haba. What do you think Olam Haba is? Olam Haba is, see, this is the written. Is the bonding of lovers, the bonding of, I want to do Hashem's will. The Rambam describes an intense focus of doing Hashem's will, making sure, the Reb Chaim Volozhin says, I quote, in Shul, that's the whole point of learning Torah, is we were trying to find out what Hashem's will is, because we want to do it. We want to become part of that will. We want to bond. We want to integrate ourselves. We want to become part of Hashem, part of His will, part of His world view. His world is what His Ratzon. That's His world. That's the world, is his ratzon. So we want to be part of that ratzon. So anytime the Torah talks about that madrega, so it's talking about Olam Haba. That is Olam Haba. What do you think Olam Haba is? What is Olam Haba? Olam Haba is basking in Hashem's glory because you've bonded with Him. And then your greatest joy is that He's pleased with you. That's what the Rambam describes it. So his last teretz is, guess what? The Torah did talk about it. Your premise is wrong. It talks about it every time. It says, Rashi says on Kumish, you'll be remembered Latova. Okay. This was all parenthetical. Now we get back to V'habitachon al Elokim, relying on Hashem, that we just segued into why doesn't the Torah talk about Olam Haba. But the Bitachon, now we're getting back to the subject at hand. Number 6 in a list of 7 things. Relying on Hashem, b'meshayivu atzadikim migmul olam hazeh, the olam haba, whichever it is, al havoda. I'm relying on Hashem that He will come through and He will give out what's supposed to be given out. B'meshayroilo. B'chein yishalim ha'onesh l'mishayroilo. Min hadin al hama'amin. This is the first time he brought up this subject, right? We're used to the idea that emunah is the tree and bitachon is the fruit. And bitachon is an offshoot of emunah. So here I'm not sure why he repeats the technicality here, but this is how it always is in bitachon, right? You are ma'amin that He will do, that He can do, that nothing can stop Him. The 7 things of Perek Beis, which allow bitachon, are more of a function of emunah than bitachon. They allow bitachon. I can now go and rely on Hashem 100%, meaning 100% I am not nervous, I'm not stressed, I'm calm. Why? Because I have the emunah of certain things about Hashem, and that allows me to have bitachon, to rely on Him, because I know chesed, etc. So the same applies to here. I don't really see, meanwhile, anything that applies. I mean, we don't think of it that way, because we don't think of having bitachon Hashem to give us schar. But that's what he said. It's very important. And you have to inculcate this. You have to think about it. Just like I have to think about it. I'm relying on Hashem. A person, according to the Chesed HaLodes, I'm relying on Hashem that He should decide how healthy I will be. I'm relying on Hashem to decide how much money I'll have. I'm relying on Hashem for my relationships. I'm relying on Hashem for all these things. And I'm relying on Hashem, not just I believe. See, this is the Nakuda. This is what Chaim's Halavos wants from us. Not just an imamin that there will be Schaiva Onish. Not just an imamin. I'm boteach. It's part of my outlook on life. I'm relying on Hashem. I wouldn't do this stuff. Say, boy, there's a higher madrega where I do it totally with Shema, and I'm not doing it with nothing to do with schar. It's true. We're going to continue on this. This is only number 6 of 7, and there is a higher madrega, but and halavai. And again, it's maybe not that hard, because we could turn around and say that Hashem's rewarding us is His will. And so I look at it in that sense, that it's His will taking place. It's another area of His will to seep down. So it's His will. It doesn't have to be totally selfish. But it's schar ba'onish. That's important. So I'm relying on Hashem. Not just emunah. See what? Maybe a person You know, a person with emunah sometimes has to struggle with his or her personal tzaddik v'ralo rosh of a tovo. Right? It's one of these rosh of tzaddik and tov and ra, but it's something we struggle with sometimes. It's not fair. So then you have to summon up your emunah. Right? Yeah. But if it's part of my bitachon day, right, if it's one of the seven things, I have to develop bitachon. So I'm relying on Hashem to pay up the tzchar and an onesh, and I'm certain that He's going to do it correctly and fairly, and in the best possible way, which will bring the most positivity. I'm already relying on Him. So this happened, that happened. Okay, yeah. If you have setbacks in parnasa, so if all you have is your emunah, so you have to summon it up and you have to hope it's forceful enough. But if you're already walking around, you know, you say, and you're relying on Hashem to give you what you need, to give you what you're supposed to have, so then you will deal like with setbacks as just part of your day. You don't have, see what I mean? It's like, yeah, okay. I'm relying on Hashem. Like, my whole worldview, my whole mindset is already that Hashem, I'm relying on Hashem to give me what I need. So, if that's part of your day, with Tzchar Va'onesh, it helps you get through the day. And that's number 6 on the list. Avotecha lo Elokim b'meshayid bo yatzadikim migmul olam hazeh v'olam haba, because sometimes it is an olam hazeh also. Al havoda sheyishal meil l'misha roilo, I'm relying on Hashem, v'chein yishalim ha'onesh l'misha roilo min adin al hamamin. This is all, you know, it's one of the animamins. Uvitchonu al Elokim b'zeh mehashlama su emuna b'Elokim. See, again, I don't know if this is true about the whole Sefer, that the whole emunah is the tree and Mimzachan is the fruit. He says that's a hashlam on your emunah. So it's not theoretical, it's mashlam your emunah. It's real. When you implement it, when you live with it, when you live with that, that's a healthy emunah. Really will on its own, almost on its own, will on its own morph into bitachon. That's why I feel a lot of the questions people ask me, right, should I be nervous, am I allowed to be, you know, bitachon questions. So, first of all, what are you asking me for, you know? I just flunked my big bitachon test. Not just. It took me 4 years to flunk, but. But so sometimes I answer like they don't understand the answer, but it's such a good answer. It's so true. I say, if you're a baal bitachon, your heart will. You've heard this from me. Your heart and your neshama will tell you the answer. Is this, am I doing too much ishtadlos? Am I doing too little ishtadlos? Am I really relying on Hashem? Am I supposed to rely on Hashem? It's b'makom d'shchiach hazeika. It's putting myself b'makom sakana. When do I go? You do go to the best doctor. You don't go to the best doctor. Your heart, because your heart is just mirroring where you're holding. It's mirroring what your attitude is. So your heart will tell you the answer. There's no answer. The heart will lead you in a certain direction because you want to fulfill bitachon on that letter, on that level. But the question is moot. You'll answer it yourself. And whatever you answer it, it is. There's no right and wrong answer. Very modern testing system. Whatever you write is good, as long as you feel that way. So this is where he says it. You know, if you had to point to a place in the Sefer where he pretty much echoes the Ramban about bitachon the tree, emunah the tree, bitachon the fruit, it's right here in Shara Bitachon at the end of number 6. of the seven areas of Bitachon of Perek Dalin. Ubitchonu ala Elokim b'zeh mehashlam masa emuna Elokim, because it's the concretization of your emuna. K'moisha kosu v'emin b'ashem v'yachshavel lo tztoka v'omar luli emanti lirus mtu b'ashem b'eretz chayim. And don't forget, you're not relying on Hashem to give you schar because you deserve it. Right? Ach, rather, your job is to focus on being grateful. Yitrach v'yishtadel b'hodo l'tovos habore hatmidos olav lo l'tikvas gemul osid. You're not doing it for the schar. Lo l'tikvas gemul osid sheyischayv lo b'ma'aseihu. He's saying really an awful lot in this paragraph. Ach yiftach el ha'lo kimbo. We said this. The whole thing you have to be grateful for. We said, why does Hashem set up the chiva that way? Someone asked. Why does Hashem set up the chiva that you again have to rely on Hashem to carry it out? And then it becomes a subject of bitachon again. Because even our ruchnius, we have to be grateful to Hashem for letting us, whatever, in this extreme case, for letting us happen, for letting me do the mitzvah. So I always have to be good. One of the reasons bitachon is so hard, really, is because it flies in the face of my sense of self. Ego, but not even bad ego. It's me, you know. Kochim lotzim yodi. Not like, that's disgusting. it's saying it's me. Like, who can say we don't say kochim lotzim yodi? It's me. Oh yeah, Hashem siyata d'shmaya. Hashem pitches in, you know. So. But it's me. I did it, you know. And it's not Hashem that created this wealth, that gave you this wealth. It's not even you, it's not you, you're a pawn. So you say, okay, but in mitzvahs, you know, at least in mitzvahs, let me take pride, let me be proud, let me feel like, you know, because then I have bechira. So you say, no, very little point, very little part of it is really bechira. So, you're really totally, you see, you're vitally dependent on Hashem. Even though there's this area that's you, but you're dependent on Hashem to have it become, you know, real. So we're totally in Him. We're always in His hands. Even for things which we have bechira over, but we're always like, you know, told Eretz al believe, we're always suspended in midair, waiting, you know, for Him to give the okay. And then with Chochmah and it's with Bechira, it's harder. That's how you have to feel. Everything is chesed. Hashem allowed this. So it's not even, it's not even me. So, this is how he describes Bitachon, and that therefore you have to have gratitude to Hashem for having anything come to fruition. So you're certainly not. So when we talk about relying on Hashem to give schar, we're talking about, this is important, we're talking about relying on Hashem to do what He constructed. But it's not I'm relying on Hashem to pay me the money He owes me. It's not the attitude. It's that I'm relying on Hashem to to set this up, because this is the system he devised. So I'm like, Hashem, then it'll happen. Almost I'm like a dispassionate observer. I'm saying, don't think I'm talking about, I'm relying on Hashem to give me, you know, what's coming to me, what I, it is coming to you, but what I deserve, what I'm supposed to, you know, what I earn, with Koichi Vetzimyodi, there's a Koichi Vetzimyodi in Mitzvahs also. It's like he packs it in here. It's really, it's true about anything. In royal iftach al maaseyu hatovi, afdiach nafshu begemul olam hazem olam abal maaseyu. That's a Yodi all over again. Ach yitrach the yishtadel behodoa letovus habori atmidos olav, lo the tikvas gemul osid. The system is weighted in our favor. We start off, if all Hashem would say is you have to do mitzvahs because you have to say thank you for everything I gave you, the story would stop there. And we could have timeless on Hashem. It's a beautiful system, a beautiful world. To say that now he goes and gives me schar because I did the mitzvahs, wait a second, we're mixed up here. We have it wrong. Everything that Hashem told me to do the mitzvahs, and I'm a very nice person, and I do Hashem's will, and I do what he wants, and he pays me back. But it's the wrong end of the microscope. We start off having to say thank you because Hashem created us, right? And et cetera, et cetera. Everything else that's involved. So we have to say thank you. Okay, so I said thank you. Like, say thank you to your aunt Marsha. And the kid says thank you, and now he wants a prize for saying, now he wants a prize for saying thank you. That's what we do in Hashem. That's what system Hashem set up. It's such chesed. Such chesed. Thank you, Hashem, for making such a system. Where we get rewarded for saying thank you. But that's wrong. Like, he came first. To thank you second. Now he comes in, we say, hey, where's my payback? No, you're mixed up. You said thank you because I gave you a gift. What do you mean, where's your payback? You're saying thank you. You're looking at your mother. Where's my prize for saying thank you? So that's what he says. That's not what we're talking about. To rely on Hashem for schar. You're not relying on Hashem to give me the schar that's coming to me. Ach yiftach alokim bo achar ha-hishtadlus lefro ha-tovus ha-bori al-godu tovusu alov. I do that. And I'm relying on Hashem to produce the system that he said he would produce. Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Zuchanim lochal tiu kavodim amsham shem sarav amnas lekabel pras alavu kavodim shem sarav shlomnas lekabel pras." He says, doing things for the sake of a pras is like misunderstanding your whole havaya here. You don't get it. You missed the whole point. Schar for mitzvahs is an unbelievable chesed. It doesn't make sense. It's a chesed. It doesn't make sense. Yemor shemayim aleichem. V'yachem ha'chassidim omer lo yagi odom el gmul olam haba b'ma'aseihu v'medak b'gen imo b'cheshben b'meshu chayim lo lukim al tobo. So v'olov, okay, this idea. Abol b'chesed lo lukim olov, al kein al tiftchu b'ma'aseichem. It's a chesed. I'll tilt through there for the ma'aseichem. But my David was there. Hashem chosik to the shalom mishkan ma'aseich. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll start number 7 on the list of 7 things. Like, what's left already? You covered the whole world and you covered the next world. Like, what's left? Huh? We say tune in next week.